Thanks for tuning in to the Campervan Podcast. If you're hearing this intro, it's because you're not listening to the premium feed. Access to that feed is free, and you can sign up at vansage.com to get it. So why sign up for the premium feed? Well, for one, valuable exclusive content. I'll say more about that at the end of this episode. One of the easiest sports to get into as a camper van traveler is hiking. I love sports that don't require a lot of gear, which is ridiculous because I'm a mountain biker, which is one of the most gear intensive sports. I carry around buckets of tools and parts and stuff, so I'm a little crazy there. But I also go hiking, and my hiking equipment takes up very little space, and most of it is multi-purpose. You know, there's only one use for a ski or a set of mountain bike tires. Whereas hiking shoes, you can wear those around town if you want to, especially if they're very, very comfortable. So yeah, minimal gear is needed to be a hiker. Now, of course, you can get as crazy and serious with hiking and hardcore as you can imagine. You can go from hiking around town to hiking on logging access roads to trails to long distance to full-on climbing and with ice axes and all that stuff. So it can get very gear intensive, but it doesn't have to be. And like for me, hiking isn't, it's not something I want to do. I'm not into 10-hour hikes. I used to do a lot of backpacking where, you know, you put your entire life on your back and you go out for 5 days or 7 days or 2 weeks. And that, by the way, is amazing. It's a wonderful, wonderful experience, wonderful sport to get into. But I don't do that now. I'd rather spend that time mountain biking. So I do keep a 10-liter pack and some really high-quality hiking shoes that I got at REI. By the way, vansage.com/vanlifehiking is our article on hiking for a bunch of more information about this. Let's see. It's awesome for health. So but this past summer, 2020, I've just been so bogged down with some personal stuff that I wasn't able to do as much mountain biking as I wanted to. But I was able to go for about a 1 hour walk around in this town I've been in pretty much every evening, and it involves a very steep hill, and I just got really good at pounding up that hill and getting barely winded. And then when I get out on the mountain bike, I'm kicking butt, which that's partially because I have a lot of muscle memory with regard to to cycling. I don't need to ride a lot in order to be able to use my legs well, but mostly I've been amazed at how my lungs have been so strong. And some of my friends are asking me, if you're not riding, how are you keeping up or even beating them? And I attribute it to hiking. So yeah, it's really great for your health. And again, you can start so easy. You know, if you're dealing with serious weight issues or other health issues, you don't have to go for a 2 hour hike the first time. You can go. My recommendation is to walk at least 40 minutes a day. Ultimately, that should be your minimum exercise plan. And it's walking is great. So when you take it to the hiking level, and you start going up some steeper trails and build this cardiovascular and muscular foundation for that will just help you in all of the rest of your life. It starts to get easier to lose weight and to build muscle if you're lifting weights and all that stuff. So it really is great for your health. Let's see. It's a great anchor sport for destination planning. And what I mean by that is that, you know, if you're kind of going, geez, where should we go next? I don't know. If you're into hiking, there are so many places in the United States and Canada, all over the world, where you can go. No, we're going to go to to Colorado because the hiking there is incredible, or to Washington State and Oregon or anywhere. I mean, all over the East Coast, and there's hiking everywhere, wonderful trails. And so you can start planning based on your hiking sport and your desire to see beautiful places. So that's another reason to take it up. I'll talk a little bit about the safety aspect. It's crucial. Obviously, you know, me hiking around some town, that's not a big deal. If I had a heart attack and fell down in the street, someone would be along within a minute. to call 911. But when you're out in the woods, you need to be prepared. So so take some due diligence, and when you start to go out off on the trail, especially if you're alone, but even if you're a couple or a family, learn some first aid, pick up some first aid books. And again, all of this stuff is in at vansage.com/vanlifehiking. Yeah, learn some first aid, basic first aid, and carry a first aid kit. Always know the trail in terms of maps. Talk to locals, get a feel for the area. Is this a safe time to go? Are there any trails out or down due to storms or fire or whatever? You know, make sure you understand nutrition and hydration, carry water and food and matches and other emergency supplies. All that's very important. Start easy. That is a safety, crucial safety factor. If you're in terrible shape, don't go try to hammer up some very steep hills. You're going to hurt yourself. So, and then clothing, dress appropriately. Obviously, you want to have a rain jacket or protection against the sun and all that stuff. So there are a ton of great hiking books out there, both for how to hike and how to be prepared and how to take care of yourself on the trail and take care of your partner, your kids, and things like that, where to hike. But there are also great hiking books with trails and trail systems and areas and regions. So head to vantage.com/vanlife-hiking. And you'll find we've got links to great books and first aid kits and maps and all kinds of stuff. It's a well-developed article. So cool. I'll see you on the trail. Once again, if you're hearing this, it's because you're not getting the premium feed. Head over to vansage.com and enter your email address for exclusive access to free, valuable stuff. So what do you get? This is a daily podcast, but we only release 6 episodes on this public feed each week. Episode 7 is only for premium members. When you sign up at vansage.com, not only do you get early access to the Campervan podcast episodes, you also get episode 7. Each week I'll send you a link to download in advance all 7 episodes for that week. Also, you get the vansage.com newsletter that includes exclusive articles and links to awesome van life stuff not available on the site or the podcast. I won't spam you or sell your email address. That would be ridiculous. I value your trust and promise not to abuse it. Again, all this is free, so head to vansage.com and enter your email address. Don't miss out on the valuable, free, exclusive extras. Okay, I have a favor to ask you. Please help get the word out. Nothing beats word of mouth, and the best way to achieve that in the modern era is to share the link to the Campervan podcast on social media such as Facebook, Instagram, your blog, YouTube channel, or other platforms. You can also send it old school style via email or even text message. Also, iTunes reviews are much appreciated. If you feel compelled to head over to iTunes and give us 5 stars, that would be wonderful. Okay, thanks again for tuning in, and I will see you on the road. I got the blues about me so-and-so, and the dog got the blues about me. And I need this morning, with my heart full, I've been crying.